There should be enough signs.
We need a reception center signage.
From the entry, there should be some sort of sign saying evacuees should enter over at this area.
By Tim Hortons.
So platoon one has gone clockwise, so you guys can go counterclockwise around the building.
On a Thursday night in Smithers and Telqua, a group of people scanned the perimeter of the Telqua Community Hall and Smithers Christian Reformed Church to identify hazards, blind spots, and potential signage needed as part of their Emergency Support Services program training. Emergency Support Services, or ESS, are the community volunteers that provide short-term support in a compassionate manner following disasters ranging from a single house fire to large evacuations caused by emergencies like wildfires or floods. Tonight's training is setting up a reception center for evacuees. After signing in, the lieutenants call their platoons into order and they start their assignment of walking around the building, marking down signage needed, doors or access points that could be a barrier for people with difficulty walking, even areas to smoke or let pets relieve themselves outside.
Was it worth thinking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Why? What kinds of things did you guys notice?
If there's an emergency in the building and there's hundreds of people in there, where are they all going to go if they all got to run out, right? Like, where are they going to muster?
And that is exactly what today is about. It's about looking at that pre-planning and thinking about what are the pieces of signage, information that we're missing out of what we have that we can get organized and have in our reception center.
People come in, they got to know where the exits are, where to go in case of an evacuation.
Leading the reception center training is Audrey McKinnon.
I'm Deputy Director for Buckley Emergency Support Services. I have been with ESS now for 8.5 years.
Can I say something that I noticed with our group is like, really, it's like 4 years, 2 years, a couple of months sort of thing. Why is that? Is that because once you volunteer, you usually graduate?
So when we first started, we had quite a number of seniors, retirees that were working on our team, and they have aged out of our program. Uh-huh. They have been amazing. So our oldest member was 80 years old. Wow. And was doing just an incredible job, but you know, obviously had other life plans. We are all volunteers except for our director, and so the on-call shifts are probably the hardest.
So how do you think that it works with the junior ESS? Why did it work here?
I think one of the things that we see is that youth want to be involved and want to be involved in a meaningful way and something that feels meaningful. Definitely during response, this is a place where they can come and they can learn all kinds of skills. And I know for many of them who are thinking about any kind of responder or medical programs later on, it's a stepping stone into doing this kind of work where they might not be able to already jump in and, you know, try things out with ambulance, or you know, there's no way they can go on paramedic calls, and for fire they're too young, and so this starts to dip their toe into what is this world of emergency work.
What recruitment did you do differently that the rest of the province hasn't been able to do successfully?
This is where you talk to Director Herzog. Okay. He is, I think, the magic behind a lot of the recruitment and really going to social media platforms. He's very active in terms of going to where the youth are. One of the best campaigns we had was actually when we put stuff up at Smithers Brewery, and so really getting a different sector of the public who might be interested and not know anything about us.
What's unique about the Bulkley Valley ESS is the addition of 5 teenagers who are currently training alongside Emergency Support Services volunteers in their 30s, 40s, and up to their 70s.
My name's Erica, and I'm 16.
My name is Peyton, and I'm 17.
My name is Lily, and I am 16 years old.
My name's Addie, and I'm 17.
My name's Nicole, and I'm 18.
Each junior ESS volunteer credits Director Herzog as their reason for getting involved.
So my mom saw something that Director Herzog put out onto the Facebook page about the junior program. That's how I got involved with it.
High school. Director Herzog teaches a high school course that I took.
I was also recruited through Director Herzog's high school class.
Yep.
Again, I'm also really interested in healthcare, and mm-hmm. it's just given me like a whack of opportunities, and mm-hmm. it's really good on resume for volunteer and everything like that, but also just for the experience.
Do you all want to be in healthcare, law enforcement, or what's kind of your ultimate goal?
I am going to be a nurse.
Nice.
I would like to go and be a paramedic.
Mm-hmm. I'm honestly not too sure yet, but I know I want to go somewhere in the medical field.
Sure, yeah.
I'm interested in paramedic.
Okay.
I'd like to be a doctor.
This spring, the Bulkley Valley Junior ESS went to Kamloops to present the Junior ESS program from their point of view to a crowd of over 100 emergency support service managers, directors, and crews. This responsibility is a big undertaking, both physically and mentally, and they were able to share that from their perspective.
Through this program, quite a few of us now have gotten to the first responders course, so it's really cool, just like the opportunities that I can bridge, and like just talking, publicly speaking to like 100 people in general is not something that I do like as a 16-year-old. So it's honestly a phenomenal experience.
For me, I went over a lot of experiences that I was also exposed to through ESS. Mm-hmm. I talked about a mass casualty scenario that we did through, I don't know if you've heard about it.
Were you one of the people in the airplane? Yeah.
I wasn't in the airplane. I was like stuck in the forest in a ditch
for
an hour. But, you know, the airplane would have been cool. And then I went over like the app we use, Active Alert, to help people kind of realize that you're not alone in the scenario. Everyone is interconnected. So the juniors aren't left kind of floundering. They're very cared for when we're in ESS.
When we're on scenes, we need supervision by an officer or a senior responder. We can't respond to any calls involving fatalities or serious injuries. And
when you say respond to calls, but you don't mean just like answering the actual call, like dispatching. You're going to
go? We go to the scene, yes.
To the scene.
And we go and we stay with the evacuee. We provide rehab for the firefighters. We are on scene for all the structure fire calls. Mm-hmm. And so juniors are allowed to do that, but we have to be under supervision for that.
Erica, Peyton, Lily, Addie, and Nicole are planning their lives now for a future that is unknown. As you heard, they're aiming to work in healthcare, paramedics, and law enforcement. 16 may seem young to start working alongside first responders in a crisis, but the world is changing fast due to climate change and a slew of health crises. And this group of teenagers are doing something about it. Here's director Matt Herzog.
And then in 2023, we started the first, like we created a policy and a designated program for junior responders. And they're just the newest members to be on. So some of them have been on longer than others.
Okay.
But in total, we've had 18 teenagers through the program since 2018.
So before we go on calls, there's a training period. How long is it? Is it like six months? So there's a 6-month training period mm-hmm. where we take like online Justice Institute courses mm-hmm. that prepare us for using like the emergency response tool or evacuee registration and assistance tool. Mm-hmm. So we have the knowledge we need. We also have our uniforms, which make us feel more prepared. So when we go on scene, we have the PPE we need. Mm-hmm. And we haven't brought them today. We have grab-and-go bags.
Okay.
Which we should stock with 72 hours worth of equipment. So in the case of a call, we have the equipment and what we need so we can pick it up. And in those bags, I have things that I feel like I'm going to need. So like a phone charger, a book for like comfort and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's how you really prepare.
Training is crucial. Over 6 months, junior ESS learn essential skills, including first aid, CPR, and how to operate communication tools like radios. ESS volunteers also get introduced to the incident command system, which helps them to understand how to coordinate during emergencies. But the program isn't just about training, it's about getting involved in the community.
So the level of care that they're getting right now is a first responder program that's designed for firefighters. It's a 70-hour course. So this one just gives them the very basic, I wouldn't say basic skills anymore because we're giving epinephrine and glucagon and other really complex drugs. It's very close to the EMR program, but it's just a step down from that. But with that, they're able to go and do community programs. Nicole was out running around. Addie was out last year doing first aid at the fall fairgrounds with the fire department. So it gets them involved in other things as well. They get student licenses from the province, from the Emergency Medical Assistance Licensing Board. So now they're actually able to go out and practice in the field and get some of those skills. And we're just breaking now into providing rehab for firefighters on the ground. To do that, we need more volunteers. We can do both registering evacuees and supporting them and supporting firefighters.
Yeah.
And we need volunteers across our region.
As they progress, juniors can transition to full responder roles once they turn 19 or graduate high school, lifting any restrictions that they had as a junior. The junior ESS program in Smithers is not just preparing youth for emergency response, it's also building a foundation for the future of healthcare in the community. Through training, mentorship, and community involvement, these young responders are equipped to make a meaningful impact when disaster strikes.
The big message here during our presentation is you aren't just working with high school students. You're working with people who have proven to be like accountable, responsible, and those who have like a genuine commitment to their communities.
Thank you to Bulkley Valley Emergency Support Services Director Matt Herzog, as well as the junior ESS, Erica, Nicole, Peyton, Lily, and Addie for their time.